Now, the process of investment portfolio management. Process of investment portfolio management. Process of investment portfolio management, you can see from bottom to top, you will see that step-by-step sequence which needs to be followed to achieve the desired result, and the same is elaborated here. First one is identification of investment objective. Second one, estimation of capital market. Third one is a decision regarding the asset allocation. Then formulation of the portfolio strategy, selection of the securities and investment, implementation of the portfolio, revision and evaluation of the portfolio, and finally, rebalancing the portfolio. So this is the process. This is the scientific process of investment portfolio management. Now, let us see investment objectives. Identification of investment objective. The portfolio manager clearly understands the client's investment objective. It can be either capital appreciation or stable return, either of the two, or together combined. Then second step is estimation of the capital market. Expected return and the risk involved in the various capital market assets are analyzed and compared by the investment manager. Then taking decision regarding the asset allocation. Decisions regarding the ratio of combination of the different assets like stocks, bonds are taken wisely to generate the better return at minimal risk. Next step is formulation of the portfolio strategy. Strategy should be formulated in such a manner that for investment duration and risk exposure is formulated for the investment purpose. Then comes the selection of the securities and investment. The assets are analyzed on the fundamentals, technicals, maturity, credibility, liquidity grounds, and these best options are selected out of the proposed ones. Once you select the securities and investment, then implementation of that. The planned portfolio is executed by investing in the selected investment options. And there comes, thereafter, the revision and evaluation of the portfolio. This portfolio evaluation at the regular interval and the scope of improvement of the better opportunities are analyzed in this. And finally, rebalancing the portfolio. In this, necessary steps has to be taken to improve the portfolio, which are taken for rebalancing the ratio of investment and the assets to enhance the efficiency of investment portfolio. Now coming down to understand little bit about types of investment portfolio management. Types. There are different types of investment portfolio management. It may be active type, passive type, discretionary investment management, or non-discretionary investment management. In all, overall, the portfolio manager has to follow his own style or the style which is depicted here in combination of method of different portfolio management. Based on these styles, these types have been described, which consist of number one, active. In active investment portfolio, the portfolio manager is mainly concerned about making better return than expected for his client. He depends on financial hypothesis and past experience and actively participates in the market by buying and selling the stock regularly. This is the role of portfolio manager whenever there is an active portfolio. And the aim of this is under active portfolio is to, the portfolio manager is to make a better return than what the market dictates. Active managers buy stocks when they are undervalued and start selling when they climb above in the norm, when the price increases. Therefore, the portfolio manager is continuously concentrating on these aspects. So, he plays a very important role in this approach, as your manager would be consistently and actively scanning the stock market in order to find you the best investment stock possible. It involves high returns but high risk also. Then passive portfolio. Passive portfolio management, it focuses on the robust portfolio which is based on the present market scenario. It aims to stable the return long-term period. If you understood active portfolio management, then it would be difficult for you to understand the passive portfolio management, as it's exactly opposite. Those who subscribe to this theory believes the efficient market hypothesis. The fundamentals of the company are more important, and that will always be reflected in the price of the stock. Therefore, passive manager prefers to dabble in the index fund, which have low turnover but good long-term worth. Discretionary portfolio. This discretionary investment portfolio management. Investors hand over the investment fund to the portfolio manager to handle his total portfolio and the relevant document and take the related decision. Even decision also has to be taken by the portfolio manager. That is what the investor says. Here, funds are placed with the broker or manager who has a discretion to invest them on the client's behalf. The investor only has to invest money and no time. He has no time. Once you communicate your goal and the respective timelines to your manager, rest is taken care by him. But many times his decision may be wrong. So it comes the non-discretionary. The portfolio manager can only advise or suggest to the client on the different investment opportunities. He does not take the authority or decision to make any decision on his behalf. That is what happening in the discretionary. And if you are not ready to hand over your entire portfolio responsibility to someone else so quickly, you can start with a non-discretionary portfolio manager, where your manager basically acts as a counselor and advises you based upon the current market and your future goals to the best of his ability. To follow through the advice would completely be your own and your own decision. It is not advisor's decision or manager's decision. Whether you decide to use the portfolio manager's advice, you choose to take it, or you yourself decide, it is important to opt for the viable strategy and ensure that it is put your forward in the logical way. Now, coming down to understand little bit about the objective of the investment portfolio management after learning everything. The objectives are various. First objective, if you start from here, the capital appreciation, maximizing return, protection from the excessive financial exposure, portfolio flexibility, risk optimization, optimal fund allocation, and improves the overall portfolio efficiency. These are 7 objectives of investment portfolio management. Okay? Now, this description will help you about the necessity of investment portfolio management. The investment portfolio management aims at the capital growth and seeks for appreciation of the investment value or net present value, NPV. It strategizes the gradual return on the investment to create the maximum value. Diversification of the funds leads to the stability and the security against the market uncertainty. It provides the flexibility to switch among the different investment different investment options at any point of time to avail the better opportunities. Regular evaluation is a must, as we have discussed. It helps investors to make the best possible use of their funds by creating the most appropriate portfolio. With the practice of right assets allocation or diversification and rebalancing the prepared portfolio, the efficiency of the investment portfolio improves significantly. Friends, with this, we have concluded our discussion on the portfolio management. And with this, we have completed our discussion on the subject investment management. I hope you will understand the investment management and you will enjoy in listening, understanding the investment management portfolio. With this, I will also would like to thanks to the management of the Wellinker Institute of Management, who has assigned me this task of giving presentation to you and explain to you in a better manner so that your career can be developed in this area also. So lastly, thank you very much to each one of you who have supported, and thanks once again to the Institute for giving me an opportunity to put a dialogue with you people. Thank you very much and all the best.